I stood alone upon the platform in vain. The Puerto Ricans, they were playing this salsa in the rain. With open doors and manual locks and fast food parking lots, I headed west, I was a man on the moon. New York had lied to me, I needed the truth. Oh, I need somebody, I needed someone I could trust. I don't gamble, but if I did,
Hi, I'm Bruce Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Hello, folks. Hello.
Should I leave it going a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little punky. A little punky booster. Welcome. It is 9:04 on Thursday, March 29th.
And it's gorgeous.
And it's absolutely gorgeous outside.
Stunning, some would say.
It's a looker. What do we got? Like 50 degrees and sunny?
50 degrees sunny. People are out. People are happy. People are looking at their dreams and saying, yes, that's in within my reach.
Yep. Word for word.
Word for word. That's what we heard on our way. We got our Dunks in studio, sponsored by Dunks.
Sponsored by Dunks. Thank you for everything, for sending us the merch, for hooking us up with summer jobs.
Yep. Sponsoring our spring break trip.
That's big.
Yeah. Your support is invaluable.
Yep. And your support, viewers, is invaluable to us as well. And if you ever want to call in, please do so. We rarely get calls.
We're just two lonely souls looking for some accompaniment on the morning.
Yeah, accompaniment.
Accompaniment. But yeah, we'll have some tunes, some bits, some jokes, some segments, some laughs.
Spence, let me ask you something.
Orange.
Yeah, okay. That is his favorite color.
What's
but
the question?
The question is, do you hear yourself in your headphones?
I think I do.
Okay.
But that might be the narcissist in me.
We're so close in person. I don't know where the sound waves are coming from.
If I put my hands on my ears.
Yep. You're right. That's a good call. 10 out of 10 can hear. Should we play some music? Should we talk?
Maybe some music.
Maybe some music.
Just so that we can get excited in here.
I found this cool song, which is just 3 minutes of yelling, of like screaming, that I was thinking of playing.
I think everyone would enjoy that on a Thursday morning.
Yeah. It's a real shot of espresso to your system, you know? Enjoy. This is called Screams.
Mother Nature never meant to birth another child like me. Sitting in this grass, smoke a cigarette, but you ain't getting high like me. Yeah. Papa ain't no Rolling Stone. Developed this all on my own. And woman never loved me long. It's temporary, not my home. So I'm gon' burn this rubber, I'm gon' burn this gasoline. And set it on fire, 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 fire. Hope someone sees and puts me out. Instead they start a riot, riot, riot. So I'm gon' burn this rubber, I'm gon' burn this gasoline. And set it on fire, 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 fire. Hope someone sees and puts me out. Instead they start a riot. Told me good things coming too, but I don't got two girlfriends, two friends, two chains. My daddy told me good things come and go. Advice don't really help, cause I can't help myself. My mama told me good things coming too, but I don't got two girlfriends, two friends, two chains. My daddy told me good things come and go. Advice don't really help, I can't help myself. So I'm gon' burn this rubber, I'm gon' burn this gasoline. And set it on fire, 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 fire. Hope someone sees and puts me out. Instead they start a riot, riot, riot. So I'm gon' burn this rubber, I'm gon' burn this gasoline. And set it on fire, 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 fire. Hope someone sees and puts me out. Instead they start a riot. Mama was a lady, side chick was a no. Watson Street killer, white boy slinging blow. Mink coat on him, as if Memphis really snow. Porch smoking, dapper at the crib. Her daddy was a racist, homophobic. I just snatched the juice from out his fridge. Leave a trail of glitter at the dough. And we been watching too much westerns, now we pistol pop. So I'm gon' burn this rubber, I'm gon' burn this gasoline. And set it on fire, 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 fire. Hope someone sees and puts me out. Instead they start a riot, riot, riot.
wanna be loved. We need money and drugs and a new place to stay. We just wanna be loved. We need money and drugs and a new place to stay. We just wanna be loved. We need money and drugs and a new place to stay. We just wanna be loved. We need money and drugs and a new place to stay.
Everything you want. cause I got to keep holding on.
A block of four songs for you. We started off with Riot by John Waltz, followed it up with Freedom of 76 by Ween. Then we had Holdin' On by Flume. Absolute banger.
We were up dancing, yep. Bodies moving
in the windows, on the floors,
ceiling.
Then we finish it off with a new song from The Districts.
Yep, new song from The Districts, Nighttime Girls. They also released another new song called Soft Auxiliary a couple days ago.
Ooh.
They both have the same album cover, so I'm assuming it's an album drop on the way.
Does it slap?
So far, I think the two songs are decent.
Okay.
But I have a high bar for The Districts.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got it.
But they put a new album not too recently, within the past year for sure. Mm. So they're churning it out.
All right. Way to go. Spencer's done talking. He just pushed his mic away, so you're just chilling with me now. I don't know. What can I tell you? Everything's fixed. Everything's fine.
I couldn't go for long. CD1's broken, for those who are thinking about playing CDs here.
You can't.
Not at the moment.
CD1's broken.
And
we have our best Spencer on it.
Well, the issue with the CD players is they don't make the same kind anymore.
Maybe it's time everyone just switches over to the...
Yeah, that's scary. And it's so nicely built for those. I see some honks. Oh, so while I was getting Dunkin' this morning, I forgot to tell you this. I was walking by the Circle, and I was so caught by how much of a death trap that Circle is. It reminded me of, like, those things at, like, the carnival where it's, like, a bunch of motorcycles.
Just going around,
and there's, like, three of them, and they're all racing around and going on the ceiling. You're, like...
Oh, like the domes.
Yeah, like the Daredevil, motorcycle Daredevil type stuff.
It truly is like that. Powderhouse Circle.
Powderhouse Circle, please be careful. Pay attention if you're there. It's a mess.
Also, just pay attention because there's often police just posted up there because so many people run the lights there.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to get yourself an annoying ticket, then pay attention.
The amount of dysfunction that was encapsulated in that circle when I was walking by it was incredible.
Really? Hard to communicate. The whole yielding to pedestrians while
hard.
The pedestrians also have, like, a stop hand. I don't get it. Like, I need some congruency in these laws.
Yeah.
Laws. Laws is the theme of the day. I was watching a long... weird. I've been on this kick of watching... hold on. I have to sip my dunks. Of watching... There's this old... He is this conservative interviewer named William Buckley Jr., or conservative writer / host of, like, a show, talk show for 30 years.
Yeah. There's an interesting Netflix documentary on him.
Really?
As an aside that I think you'd like, but...
Ah, all right.
Continue.
But yeah, I have been watching it because he seems to do a pretty good job of... He's very much not my cup of tea. Like, he's very verbose is why, you know, he's... Mm-hmm. And ask very prying questions that spur some good conversation because he brings on relatively, like, opposite-minded people to him. Like, Timothy Leary, who was, you know, kind of the leader of the LSD religious movement. and it's neat. Why did I start talking about that, Spence?
Something recently with Buckley,
Laws. So I was watching a big one on there's a pornographic movie release called Deep Throat in the 70s, and people brought lawsuits against the actor in it for, like, conspiracy, indecency, like, what's the verb of it?
Conspiracy?
Conspiring.
Yeah.
There we go. Conspiring to, I don't know, against something. Hmm. So it was just an argument about, like, privacy laws, and it was neat. Learned a lot about the law. The law is very just its own language.
Mm-hmm.
Very semantic, very interesting. Think about. So that's that. Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer, popular lawyer, was on Talking Law.
With Buckley.
And Harry Reams, who is the actor. So it was a fun little roundtable discussion. Because Alan Dershowitz was the lawyer for Harry Reams in the case.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, you watch a lot of those like older talk shows. We were watching a lot of interviews over spring break with who's the
Richard
the Cavett Dick Cavett show. And it, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you really, I mean, we're the long form discussion.
Yeah.
The actual conversation, not just kind of a series of bits,
right?
Is it just a different format than I think you see most shows go these days?
Yeah, it's like it's 50 straight minutes of one person.
Yeah,
you know?
Just, and they're just talking.
Yeah, it's I would like if that was a more.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Yeah, it runs contrary to. I mean, our attention spans. I think you could make a case that those are correlated.
Right, and then you're putting a lot of your eggs in one basket from like a television's perspective. Like if people aren't interested in this one person, they don't want to hear them for 50 minutes. So you kind of diversify.
I think that's also like TV hosts. Not to say that TV hosts aren't big celebrities, but I think. Like pop, like famous journalists, like really had
place within.
The
celebrity in a way.
Well, yeah, basically, or just like because it largely those conversations were facilitated by the talk show host, and they were an active part. Like
right.
They felt all. At least I'm imagining them in perhaps a naive way to be kind of. More prominent and established because they're constantly like they're just facilitating.
I mean, William Buckley, like president,
super
Republican,
famous.
Conservative president, state him as like one of the people that really allowed the like resurgence of conservatism in
exactly. Politics. That's kind of my point. Like you're not.
You don't see Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, you don't see Jimmy Fallon. Right, the face of American politics. Yeah. Nothing against Jimmy Fallon, but...
Everything against Jimmy Fallon. Just kidding.
Call
Got
in.
That's the shake of the Dunks
That's
Cup.
That's the shake of the Dunks Cup.
Yeah. Should we get back to the tunes?
Yeah, just... real quick while we're on the subject, Netflix documentaries that are worth watching. I think it's called Buckley is the one about William Buckley, and then there's also a really good one called I'm not sure if these are still on, but Gore vs. Vidal.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because then it's all kind of it's all about the dynamic between the two and kind of what they represent in their styles, and also is in kind of an interesting window into that part of kind of American political commentary, and also two really really famous people that I think Kevin Spacey before all that stuff with him went down. There was a big Vidal biopic that was supposed to be released, but obviously
where he played Vidal.
I think so, which is interesting.
For all you tough students, I don't know if it's on Netflix, but I saw it on Canopy, which is basically like the academic Netflix that we have access to.
Oh, cool.
So check it out. Yeah, also just check out that site because I just learned about it the other week and it's neat. Has good stuff.
I like that.
All right, let's hit some tunes. You're a great audience out there today.
So attentive.
Great, really responding to my comments.
Feel free to call in.
I know you're not gonna,
you know the number, but 855-915-WMFO in Medford. This is Different Vibes, Moist.
Different Vibes, Moist. Nick and Spence, bang bang.
Thank you. what's the difference in our opinions?
You're a mouthful, that a mouthful. Another week on my own. Now I'm a novel, made resourceful. I start a chain with my thought. Talk is cheap, my darling. When you're feeling right at home, I wanna make you move with confidence. I wanna be with you alone. So help me help you start it. You're too comfortable to know. Throwing out those words, no, you gotta feel it on your own.
Sustain it, that's what I'm thinking, not what I'm drinking. I hold up my ways, your thoughts are pervasive. It's not a statement, but peace can be evasive.
You're a mouthful, glad a mouthful. Another week on my own. Now I'm a novel, made resourceful. I start a chain with my thought. Talk is cheap, my darling.
Thank you. stomped me in the chest. Oh, I knew I couldn't trust you. You would use me up fast. So if you really love me, why am I sitting in a bed? Why am I sitting in a bed? Sitting in a... Why am I sitting in a bed?
We'll be right back. gone. Who knows how long? The ills of twilight, a nighttime and the dawn. We break, we burn with hell in blue. When hope is gone,
All right. We had a big chunk for you there. Started off with Chet Faker, Talk Is Cheap. Then Abby the Nomad, Floors. Then we had Houdini by Foster the People, followed by very own Tufts band Guster with Hang On. Then we ended with the Walkmen called The Rat.
Rat.
Shout out to Rat King.
I was also just thinking that.
I've got a little PSA for us all. Go green with rechargeable batteries. Something, Spencer, we might look into getting rechargeable batteries.
We have a problem with
controllers.
Ooh, now I'm gonna play Xbox.
Yeah, I can't. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger doesn't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio 91.5. I thought that was relevant to our lives, so I wanted to read it.
Thank you.
No problem.
I'll investigate.
Good.
It's 9:50 a.m. People are up and about getting ready for their 10:30 classes, it seems. People are out on the roads.
Game time decision. What's the roads looking like?
Roads look pretty clear. All the snow is pretty much gone at this point. It's stop and go on the I-90s.
Yep. on all of them. All the I-90s.
All the I-90s. But, just really watch out for that Powderhouse Circle. It is a trap.
Yep.
The author, Bill Bryson, has a great quote about Boston transportation, saying that the person that designed the highway system spent too much of their youth crashing toy trains together.
Whoa.
So.
Bill.
Aggressive, but true.
Hmm.
All right. We maybe have time for five.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Depends how
Why
long
put a
the
number
song
on.
Is.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But if you have any suggestions or critiques of Nick and I, you know, I'm looking.
Yeah, we're always looking
always
for feedback.
Always to improve.
Yeah, to improve.
So feel free to call in. But yeah. You got any tunes?
Yeah, I got a tune.
Left in the tank.
Yep. Hold on to your hats, folks. We're going with some bubblegum music, some bubblegum pop, PC music. You're going to love it. I'm going to love it. Spencer's going to absolutely love it. Here we go.
Can you?
I feel bummed.
I'm euphoric, personally. Spence wanted to introduce this next song.
Oh, yeah. I just think it's a cool story. This next song's by a guy named Johnny Frierson.
Johnny Frierson.
I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce his last name, but he's got a... It's a Johnny spelled with an I-E, which is fun.
Classic.
But anyways, he was... I mean, he had a life, but his music career was relatively in obscurity. He co-wrote a couple songs for some mediocrely well-known artists.
Uh huh.
And then hosted a gospel show on a local radio station that was kind of popular. But basically, he died in 2010, and someone found his old home recording cassette tapes that he had just done by himself, in the 60s, and petitioned
all by himself.
Yeah, all by himself, just cassettes that he had recorded of his own stuff, but never made it outside of whatever his living room.
Oh, that's such a cool find.
And then whoever found him contacted some. I guess they must have really known the scene, and contacted some album, and they posthumously. Is that how you pronounce that? Posthumously. Bad with words today. Released an album called...
Language is meaningless.
Yeah. Language is a lie. Except the law.
Except what?
Except the law. The language of the law.
Yeah, the law's great.
anyways, they released an album called Have You Been Good to Yourself after his death, which is cool. And this is the title track.
Cool.